Selenium.
Selenium?
Selenium. You need to be taking in selenium. It comes through Brazilian nuts. Six nuts a day gives you the amount of selenium that you need. Now, the information came from studies that were done years ago dealing with Ebola, and that what they found was that the people had no selenium in their system because of their soil. And those that were more resistant to Ebola had selenium in their system.
So my friends that are nurses that are scared to death right now.
Get them on the selenium.
I take selenium every day.
Good.
Can you take it? Does it have like a vitamin form too?
I take it in the vitamin form.
Yeah, it's hard to find them. I have been able to find it. Where did you get it?
Dr. Wallach's, the longevity stuff. So it's the quality control and their whole operation is just incredible. Yeah.
200 milligrams.
Milligram,
micro. I think milligrams.
There's 100 milligram capsules.
You can't take any more than 200, though.
You can't absorb any more.
Right. It's not good for you.
You can take more, but you probably can't.
It's not good for you.
Toxic for your body.
But six Brazilian nuts will do the same thing?
It does the same thing.
Any prayers?
I'm working on that. We had warning that it was coming.
You told us in January something was coming.
No, we were told exactly that Ebola was coming. Oh, okay. When were we told that, Carol? Was that 6 weeks ago? No, been longer than that.
Longer than that, probably.
2-3 months ago. We were told Ebola's going to hit the U.S. So, it was a while after that Ebola hit the U.S., so I'm going to try to come up with a formula, okay? I'm going to do what I can do. It'll be through the Legion of Pan, I'm sure. But it wouldn't hurt that you ask the Legion of Pan to protect your physical body.
Could you ask about colloidal silver and beta-glucan? Really the latest thing out for immune system, for really boosting immune systems.
Well, if you have a good immune, it does help to have a good immune system. It really does. But Ebola's,
nice.
It's got a 70% kill.
Do your guides tell you anything about it getting worse? Or?
Yes. We were told it was coming to the U.S.
Yes.
That it was a plague. It was going to be coming to the U.S.
The estimates are 1.2 million.
Estimates are 1.2 million in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Really?
It died from it?
I've heard even a little bit higher than that, too.
Yes.
Is that a food poisoning or Ebola? Or I don't
know. Oh, no. It's a virus. No, Ebola is a virus from West Africa that destroys your... all your organs and makes them bleed.
Yeah.
It's in the air.
It's not airborne, but it is aerosol, which means that you can get it through somebody sneezing or coughing if you're in, you know.
Okay.
So it's very dangerous. It lasts for hours on surfaces, whatever those surfaces happen to be, and it has a 70% kill. If you get it, your chances are 70% that it will kill you.
Would it be possible tonight in a lifting you could ask the Legion of Pan to do that for us? Or is that
I don't ask them to do things that I'm unsure of.
Okay.
I'm going to get more information. I will tell you this, that there's going to come a time, probably first part of November on, that you're going to see a lot of businesses really getting super quiet.
What do you mean?
People are going to be afraid to be out in public.
Oh.
Planes, travel, things like that. I highly recommend that you don't. I really recommend that you don't.
Don't go.
Don't travel.
Don't fly. Don't cruise.
Yeah, don't cruise. Oh my God.
Yeah, those. Yeah. So what about like driving and staying at a hotel? Would that?
You don't know who's been there before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay home.
Stay home. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
It's just not going to be really, really safe.
I'm supposed to go to Texas the third weekend in November.
Great place to go.
Dallas area.
Great place to be.
For work.
It's interesting now that this the Ebola's hit. I've seen so many articles about how AIDS has just been miraculously cured from people and how they figured out a way to cure AIDS.
There is a test cure, and it's grown on the tobacco plant.
No kidding.
Tobacco leaf. Isn't that an irony?
Yes.
Yeah.
Something good.
Smoke cigarettes and get cured.
Well, not quite. But there, you know, everything has its purpose and its use. I think there's a plant that can cure every disease there is.
If we have,
I know that.
I've destroyed it already.
Bee sting therapy.
Yeah.
What?
Bee sting therapy. We actually purposely get stung by bees.
Yeah.
Can
cure arthritis.
Well, they're not.
It takes the problem away, the hurt, the pain, after it pains you.
Because this thing hurts worse than
Well, you know, I'm an authority on arthritis.
Yes, ma'am, you
and
are.
And I'm going to tell you.
Witness.
Mm-hmm. That I didn't have any bee stings and it's gone.
You can witness.
You want me to witness?
Yeah, I want you to witness. I'm going to turn this sucker on. All right, we've got enough about Ebola. I don't want to be freaking people out, but I did want you to know what I know.
But you say don't travel.
Do not travel.
Okay, I'm going to cancel my trip.
During what period? The next 10
now?
Years.
Yeah, how long do you think it will last?
I honest to God can't tell you. I don't know. I really don't know. I just don't advise travel at all. It's probably starting now.
Yeah.
I just don't advise it.
I didn't want to go anyway.
It's about you're freaking me out right now.
Okay. All right. Where were we? We were going to something else. We're going to go
talk about something he
dreams.
Said.
The dream, that's in the dream state.
Yeah, we are weakened in dream state on a soul level because our awarenesses are simply not there. We go out in dream state and we work through our garbage, our psychological trash that builds up during the day or during the week, and we work it through in dream state. That's what we do. If we didn't do that, we would lose our little minds. So it's a very healthy thing to do. And most often than not, you really don't necessarily remember those dreams because it's your way of working through stuff. That's why people who drink heavily and pass out and don't have dreams develop DT. You know, where they start shaking and they start hallucinating. They're actually in a waking dream state. Because they didn't dream. So
I never remember my dreams.
Well, that's fine. But if you do remember, you need to pay close attention to that dream because it probably has good meaning for you. Okay? So be aware of that. But the dark side will take advantage of dream state. And they can vex as you're coming out of dream state. Or as you're going into dream state, and they can attack you in dream state.
Yes, they can.
Is that when you see, like I've heard people that see demons in their dreams, is that what you're talking about?
They can see demons, it can be pigs, it can be black snakes, it can be vampires. Vampires, it happens a lot.
I had a man in chains.
I have black figures.
Black figures, black hooded.
Yes, ma'am.
Yuck!
Well, they're demonic. Okay, anyway. You need to learn to command, to take authority, and to command in dream state. When you go under attack, you say, I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ.
And believe it or not, you can do it.
You can. All I was able to get up was in the name of Jesus Christ, and I was yelling it when I woke up.
I got on Jesus.
They know your intent. So what do you have? You have to put it in your head that if I have this dream, I will command in dream state. And that puts it in place.
So what's their point?
To terrorize you. To beat you down.
So if you're not scared.
Well, you still command. Because it's practice for you. You're supposed to. Practice.
You're
you have nothing. You can't do anything with the demonic. You're a person. You have to call upon the authority. No. You have to call upon the authority that can do something.
Well, if that happens, I will certainly do that.
Good girl. That's practicing. That's taking authority. And that's what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yes, dear.
So, if you do the lifting before you sleep and you ask for protection on your house and your property,
you still may be tested.
Okay.
It's testing. They're allowing you to be tested.
Not that.
Do you not get the hard work here anymore?
I'm sorry, you guys got to work at this. You don't get to get everything handed to you.
I understand that, but I don't have them in my dreams. So.
That's good.
Well, then don't worry about it.
Okay. That's
but
good.
Should you? You now know
I
what
know.
To do.
Tell me.
Command them?
Yeah. Now, some
not
of us.
Welcome.
Some of us have, and some of us haven't. I've had my attacks in dream state. Now, if you're going under vexation, you have to ask God for forgiveness for all sins committed knowingly and unknowingly in the name of Jesus Christ. Vexations will stop.
Now, how many times do you need to do that prayer? Because I've done that one before.
As you feel.
Yeah, if you're being vexed, then you do it. And
you define vexed.
Yes.
Vexed. Look it up in the dictionary. No. That too. It's a good idea. Seriously. Vexation is when you hear the voices in your head beating you up when you start waking up in the morning or when you're trying to go to sleep at night. And they're beating you up with something maybe you did that wasn't right. And they'll just really beat you up with
not
that.
At you.
Something
yeah.
that causes annoyance, frustration, or worry.
Guilt. They love to use guilt, vexation of guilt. So you be aware of that. Now the good part of it, and there is a good part to all of this, is you're shown your weaknesses. They show you your weaknesses.
By what they attack?
Yep.
So you know what you need to work on.
That's right. And they get really ticked off when you find out that they're actually teaching you your weaknesses.
You told me one time to say thank you, and it just really makes them crazy.
It does. It really does. I remember the first time I found that out, and they were doing the vexation thing, and I they were really going at it. And I went, oh my God, that's a weakness. It's my weakness. You're teaching me my weakness. Thank you. And they went, ah!
We weren't supposed to do that.
She's not supposed to know that. So I used it, and then they quit it. But I've learned this because I've gone through the vexations. And my guides would not tell me until I got absolutely to the end of my rope with the vexations. And I said, please give me some information on this. I've done everything, tried everything I know to try. And they said, ask for forgiveness for all sins committed knowingly and unknowingly in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
The unknowingly is the thing that you need to
remember. The unknowingly. Knowingly and unknowingly. But they have always let me get to the absolute end of my rope before giving me the information, because I've always had to work hard to get the knowledge. Now, I'm giving you the knowledge, but you're going to have to work hard, too. It doesn't come with, you got to work. There's no free ride.
Did you put past and present in there?
No.
Okay.
It's on the website.
Yep. Okay. All of this is pretty much on the website. I'm telling you, that when I found out that was such a relief. Because they were just vexing me day and night. It was awful. So now, you sort of get a free pass.
We get to go, instead of having to roll three times to get out of jail, never have to cancel for cars.
To some extent. To some extent, yeah.
Well, I guess if you take it for granted, I mean, you know, the knowledge that you teach us is like, I don't know, but I don't take that for granted.
Well, no, because the stuff that I teach works. It honestly God works. That's the beauty of it. I'm not giving you a bunch of mumbo-jumbo, sounds good, metaphysical garbage. It sounds wonderful, but it doesn't do anything. It doesn't work. And you can grow from this.
And that's the point.
That's the whole point. It kind of gets you there. It's not whether you like it or not, but maybe not in the ways that you thought you might want to go. It's always interesting.
So there are people that just sort of coast through life that don't even know any better.
Oh, there's a trillion people that coast through life and don't want to know better. They don't want this information. The only time people really want this information, not all people, but a lot of people, is when they hit a terrible situation in their life where they just really need help that goes above and beyond a psychiatrist or whatever the case may be.
When I started seeing you, my psychiatrist told me I didn't need him anymore. Psychiatrists don't ever say that.
Really?
They never say, you're free to go. You're okay. Yeah. 2 months later.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I thought I told you that.
You probably did.
I was gonna... He saw the peace that came over me. He did. He said, you don't need to come back.
Well, I was going to cut you loose, and you wouldn't let me.
Never. Never, ever. She just got sick of me.
Successful
getting rid of her.
Well, she was doing fabulous, you know. And so I told her, I said, you don't really need to come for, you know.
Every week.
Yeah,
you don't need to do that.
So in your dreams, getting back to dreams.
Yes,
so the demonic... But it's also a time that the spirit world can come to you, too.
Yes. relatives can visit you in dream state.
Or people looking for help. Or questions, like the lady that was standing next to my bed when I screamed and scared her away.
No, you just had a haunting.
Okay.
No.
I really felt like she was there for a reason, though. I felt so guilty after it happened.
Well, she probably was. She probably came. Well, there's a lot of nomadic spirits that just wander into your house.
Well, they come in all the time, but I usually don't see them like that, in full form.
What? It just happens. My husband got up one morning, this lady said, good morning. Freaked him out.
He doesn't even know how clairvoyant is it he is.
No, he doesn't. He's very, very mediumistic, as a matter of fact. Highly.
Yeah, 3:30 in the morning, someone standing beside your bed is kind of freaky, too.
But in dream state, your loved ones can come and visit you. And usually it's in kind of this gray area. It can be in a gray area where it's like you're allowed to astrally go to this area. They come to the area. You can touch. You can hug. And they can talk to you and they can be with you. And it's real. Sometimes it'll be in a country area, which I think is kind of cool.
When they've gone into the light.
Yeah, when they've gone into the light.
Oh, that's interesting.
if they haven't gone into the light, you will have dreams of them and they'll be in terrible condition.
That happened with my father. For anybody that doesn't know, my father was attached to me. And I used to have dreams about him because he was so sick before he died. He was always still sick in my dreams. And we would always have forgotten about him, but he was alive and really sick. And since we sent him to the light, I have not dreamed about him at all.
Yeah. Well, when they haven't gone into the light, they do come to you and they may actually beg for help. Are they still sick? Are they look terrible? They look gaunt. They don't look right. And you don't feel right about them. You just don't feel right about them. You're continuing to mourn about them. And you don't know why you can't get over it. It's because they're stuck.
I used to yell at him, "Don't do that to me." And I didn't know any better.
It's okay.
Well, they look at like how they passed, possibly. Yeah.
They really look bad. When they come from the light, they look healthy and young, and they look wonderful, and they're very glowy, and they're normal, and it's all really, really neat. That's because they've gone into the light.
Will you see them as you remember them, how your vision of them, or is it going to be how they want to appear to you?
Pretty much how they want to appear. Usually they appear younger. Yeah.
Which I was thinking like a grandparent or something like that. If you wouldn't have known them when they were younger, would you still know who they were?
They may appear to you older, so you would recognize them if you knew them, but they would be healthy.
Right, they would look good.
Yeah, they'd look good.
Interesting.
Yeah. So dream state's really kind of neat in that you get a lot of help in dream state. And you get a lot of information in dream state, too. I mean, I'd wake up with information that I had to look up in the dictionary and words I'd never heard of before. They woke me up one morning with, "You need zincite." I mean, what?
That beautiful stone.
Yeah, you need zincite. I said, where am I going to get, and what is zincite? And they said, write it down. You'll forget if you don't write it down. Because I woke up with it and I wrote it down. And where do I get zincite? They said, go to Coleman's Rock Shop. Really? Okay. So I go to Coleman's Rock Shop and I said, do you have any zincite?
Sure.
Well, of course we have zincite. And I said, but it has to be red zincite because they told me it had to be red, so I know it was something, some sort of stone. And they said, well, yeah, we have red zincite. And he said, oh, my back hurts. I said, oh, your back hurts? He said, oh, yeah. Here, let me do a healing on you. Okay, I did a healing on his back. And he said, I happen to have two beautiful zincites here.
And you cannot believe how much they sell for. Because we looked it up. It's like $1,000 a pop.
Wow.
Yep. So, I'll be teaching about that in the workshop, too.
Oh. She was a what?
Hook.
You have me with spoons.
Oh, okay.
So, dream journals, great idea?
Yes, I highly advise dream journals. Because there can be information in there. When you first wake up, write it down. If there's words that you don't know, write them down, because there may be major information in there. They have awakened me many times with major information. And if I didn't write it down, and they would tell me, you have to get up and write it down now. No, I'll go back to sleep. No, get up and write it down now. Because I'd forget it.
Right.
I've got a digital tape recorder on my bed now, and when I wake up, and then I did this, and I just put it back. And the next morning when I get up, I listen to it and write it down. It's better for me because getting up and writing wakes me up sometimes to the point I can't get back to sleep.
Gotcha.
You know.
Well, I got to where I just kind of kept the notepad because I mess up tape recorders.
I just don't remember things anywhere nearly as well the next morning as I do if I write at that moment and I can get a tape recorder and speak it and then go back to sleep, you know.
Of course, the digitals now, I can actually use digitals.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And what about visionary dreams?
Futuristic, like, Yeah, they're very detailed, very...
You remember every single
in color,
thing.
Very lucid.
Groups of three, isn't it?
Pardon?
Groups of three dreams?
Yeah, there's usually groups of three, at least two.
The same or different?
Sometimes they're just a little bit different, but it's the same subject matter, maybe just a different slant to it. Yeah, you have to pay close attention to that. That's a warning. That means there can be change unless it's a dream of a funeral. There's nothing you can change with that.
What if it's a dream after the funeral?
Nothing you can change with that. If it's a dream of how somebody dies, it can be changed.
Once they're dead.
Yeah, once the funeral thing comes in, it's a preparation for you. And try not to be afraid of stuff, because you lock it down when you're afraid.
It's just bad.
Yeah. Are you opening yourself up? Like, I have, like, when I know someone's visiting me and I can feel them, but I can't quite get what they're trying to tell me, and I'll tell them, well, come to me in my dream, then I can understand you. Is that opening myself up to anything else?
No.
Okay. But sometimes it works. Sometimes I'll be able to get there, but...
No, don't worry about that. You're okay. Don't play with the Ouija board where you get bit.
No. Ever. Ever.
No Ouija boards.
I had a friend of mine that said that dreams are the subconscious's take on what the conscious mind deals with during the day.
Yeah.
Well, that was a pretty good definition.
Yeah, it is. It's weeding out the garbage. The things that really don't need to be in your computer system. What do they call it? Defragging or something?
Yeah, that is.
Listen to you!
Erasing.
That's what dreams are.
More reorganizing.
You don't have to do that on a Mac. Just saying.
All right, baby.
Case one.
Surely the Mac has some kind of defrag process, but you don't have to do it consciously like you do on the
Mac. It's a subconscious thing. But it just takes care of itself. Viruses, defrag.
It's Apple subconscious. Subcomputer.
Okay, any other questions?
So the Ebola thing, just asked Pan and his legions to protect you against...
Right now, that's all I know to do at this point in time. And taking selenium.
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 Do you know how much?
200.
Under 200.
Under?
Yeah, you don't want to go any more than that for some reason. I don't know what the
Six
deal is.
Six
Brazilian nuts will give you what you need.
Brazil nuts, like this.
Yeah,
I love
those
things.
Yeah. And you'll find it says has selenium.
And the season's here for them, too. You should be able to find them.
Find them in the produce at Walmart.
I'm going to tell my boyfriend's in the nurses. They're really starting to freak out right now.
They have a right. Really,
so what you're saying is going to get a whole lot worse than the few that we've heard about on the news.
Yes.
Selenium also gives elasticity to your tissues, your skin too. So
that's
make
good.
Your skin appear younger.
Prettier.
And your tendons and ligaments and stuff will give them elasticity.
So that's good for someone who
you're younger,
insane.
Prettier.
Oh, it's good for everybody. For
then you get pretty
stuff. Good stuff.
Okay. No other questions. We got it straightened out. I've got all got the world situated.
Get all figured out.
Pardon? Ready for circle?
I love what you're wearing, by the way.
Pardon?
I love what you're wearing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, my dragonfly.